Julian Assange has arrived in his native Australia after being freed during a court hearing in the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Saipan. The ruling brought an end to a 14-year-long legal battle, with Assange spending more than a decade in confinement. Adam Hancock has this report from Sydney.
Thank you, Julian!
It's the moment that Julian Assange has longed for, back on home soil as a free man. As he left the plane, the WikiLeaks founder raised a clenched fist. He then embraced his wife on the tarmac. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese gave this reaction.
There was nothing to be gained by the further incarceration of Mr. Assange, and we wanted him brought home. Tonight, that has happened.
It's been a whirlwind day for Assange, with the 52-year-old starting his morning on a remote Pacific island. He pleaded guilty to one charge of violating US espionage laws, part of a deal to ensure his release. A US district judge sentenced him to time served before releasing him as a free man. It was a huge relief to Assange's supporters. Here's his close friend, journalist and academic, Sulette Dreyfus.
Oh, I'm elated, really. I'm over the moon. It has been a long journey, really almost 15 years of trying to free Julian from harassment and punishment by the US government for acts of journalism.
Assange had faced extradition to the US after publishing sensitive military information. He served 5 years in a high-security prison in London as he fought the charges. Australia's efforts to secure his release were ramped up over the last 2 years under the Albanese administration, with a desire to bring an end to this saga.
I think everybody just wants the issue to go away. There was enough political energy across the Australian political spectrum that particularly an Australian Labor government could no longer ignore the issue.
That was Simon Jackson, an honorary professor at the University of Sydney. He doesn't expect Australia to roll out the red carpet for Assange, given the country's close relationship with the US.
There is no upside for the Albanese government to celebrate Assange as a hero. Assange is a convicted felon. He is, to use the Australian vernacular, a rat bag.
As Assange adapts to life in his homeland, the big question now is, what will he do next? For NPR News, I'm Adam Hancock in Sydney.